I have hit record. Can you give me a pee pop sound test, Joe?
I don't think my peas are popping. Maybe if I particularly pretend that peas are fucking poop.
No, that's perfect. You are wonderful. Let me check my levels here. You know what else rhymes with maggot? That's right, Bob Saget, you little tractic. What? You know what else rhymes with maggot? That's right, Bob Saget, you little tragic actor in your own act of catharsis, a starving artist farting on your fat father's carcass. What the hell was that? Oh, we didn't decide who's going to do the intro between you and me.
Welcome, everyone.
Decision made.
The Just Be Cousins podcast, the 40th one. My name is Joe Neal. This right here, as you can see, is Jason Mark. This is a clean podcast. We don't do any dirty humor.
Fucking balls.
Yeah, and this is a man, Jason Mark, who has his head so far up his ass. He's a gay man. His head so far up his ass. He can taste the spooge.
Wow, he nailed it.
In his stomach. No, I didn't.
Jesus.
Yeah, that was... Goddamn. I need to give up trying to improvise, because that was a little
I don't
bit
know, I kind of liked it. Much. You did a good job. All right, so
I'm going to be distracted by our guests that are not going to show up. We've been stood up for the first time. This is the first time for everything.
Yeah.
And I think we might get stood up. Ian Sane might be on the show. He might not.
I even maybe fixed the intro for him so that it would actually play the way it's supposed to. Maybe.
Well, sometimes he listens to the podcast. Maybe he'll listen to this one if he's not on it. I don't know.
Do you think he doesn't listen to the ones that he is on?
I'm not sure which ones he listens to and which ones he doesn't. I think he's listened to all the ones that he's on. I think he's a little bit fascinated with his own contributions, but he also listens to a lot of the other shows, maybe all of them. I get the impression that he tries to catch up if he gets behind. I don't know if he enjoys them, but I think it's some sort of like bad habit that he has at this point.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, if he can be here for our 40th episode where we celebrate being 40 over the hill, as my wife likes to say, that's great. And if not, then he'll be on 41 when we have drunk ourselves into a stupor about being in our 40s and have tried to give up or something. I don't know.
Giving up is easy. There is no try. Only succeed.
It's been a hell of a day, Joe. I know it has been for you as well. And I gotta tell you, I blame Jamie. I really do. So for everybody who doesn't know, we hired an engineer. We got tired of me fucking everything up so much. And since Joe hired a media manager, Joe Beth Nelson.
Stroke number one, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, so we have a new hire. Why don't you explain that, Jason?
So Jamie Jenner is our engineer now, and she is somehow more incompetent even than I am. And she is in charge of everything, and so we are... No one cares, because they're listening to this later, but we're recording a little bit later than we intended. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, well, I don't think any of our listener will care, because I feel like you've just delegated your incompetence to another individual.
Yeah, and that individual's incompetence was shining today when we got started, and I could not hear Joe's voice, which I don't know about the rest of you podcasters out there, but I kind of like it when I can hear Joe on my shared podcast with him. Maybe that's just
and you know, Jamie kept on trying to get me to test, and all I said was, your fucking job, bitch.
So
Jamie!
That's why she probably didn't, because she hates it when people call her Jamie. It's Jamie Jenner. If you don't say her whole name, she gets really mad. It's like, you have to say Jamie Jenner.
Well, Batch is her middle name, so that's not offensive. See, people might have misinterpreted that. But that's Jamie good. Batch Jenner.
That's right.
That's Jamie. B-E-T-C-H. Batch.
It is B-H-E-T-C-H, isn't it? I think it's Czech, Slovakian something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I think it's a good hire. She's doing at least as good a job as you.
Well,
and it's just like Joe Beth Nelson. I tried to delegate this, you know, whatever the hell I tried to do at the beginning. I'm like, well, all I need is someone that can do equally as shitty a job as me, and I picked the right person. We are, you know what? We have less work to do to create the same low quality podcast. Congratulations, James.
Yeah, that's, I think, from the standpoint of like average output, that means we're getting better because we're doing less work for the same amount of output. That means if we go back to doing as much work as we did, ostensibly we would get better, right?
Well, and also just because there's less, just because there's less effort put forth for the same lack of reward.
Right,
for
exactly.
You and me, that is.
Right, right.
We get to spread around the fruitless effort.
Spread it around, and that was our goal.
Spread it around.
So Jamie Jenner is a welcome addition to the family, and mm-hmm. I one thing she did, she hooked us up with some sound clips. So let's give this a try. Right, Jamie Jenner, cue up number 4, and you'll know when to play it. All right, Joe, say something as if we reach the end of a segment, like, you know, say, we're all done now, or that's all, folks. Or, you know, be creative. Put balls in there or something if you want. Go ahead.
Okay, Jason, just shut the fuck up. Moving on.
Okay, need some work, but A for effort, Jamie.
You kidding me? That's great.
I don't know if
Jamie,
you can hear that.
You're doing
well.
A good job. Did you have some other? Well, Jamie. Jamie has some more stuff. We're gonna see what she's got. Right? Is there more?
Yeah, I think as the night goes on, we'll see what else she can come up with.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not so bad. Okay, so
you know what I like about Jamie is that she
Jamie Jenner.
What I like about Jamie Jenner is she understands how you've been doing the job, which is continue to play the background music, even when you hit an audio clip that's supposed to drown it out. But see, if you have them both playing, it's a little less effective. She gets that, and she continued.
She does.
In your tradition of engineer.
Okay, Jamie, that's we get it. Thank Jamie Jenner. I appreciate it. Jamie Jenner, everybody. So, Joe, let's move on to actual content. We're 40. Joe, we are 40.
I'm getting there. I'm very close. I consider myself 40. I've considered myself 40 for a couple of years. I've been emotionally preparing myself.
What is it that being 40 means for you? Or let me ask you this question. Let's go back. You're 18 years old, and somebody says something about being 40. What are you thinking?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Let me take myself back into the mind of 18-year-old Joe and say, I don't care what that guy has to say. How about that? Is that good?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. Yeah,
I think that's how I felt at the time. Now, yeah. there were certain kind of role models in my life where that wasn't the case, but a lot of people, and it's not like I was a, you know, that thing back in the late 60s where it's, I think it was a Timothy Leary thing where it was like, don't trust anyone over 30, mm-hmm. that thing.
Yeah.
Is that a Timothy Leary thing? Can you confirm that for me?
I'm pretty sure.
We need
sure,
to go on
yeah.
Wikipedia, but it seems like a Timothy Leary thing to me.
No, I'm 100% sure you're right. No, I'm not 100. I'm 83¾% sure you're right. Don't trust anyone. I tell you what, this is the world we live in nowadays, though. I type don't trust, and Google auto completes it with the B in apartment 23.
Okay.
It was Jack
Weinberg. Hey, I don't even have Wikipedia, but this is how on it I am with pop culture. Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 stars Jessica Jones.
That's right. It does.
Who was also in Breaking Bad.
Yes.
And I don't know her fucking name. Like the real
Catherine,
human being's name?
I don't know. Ritter? Something Ritter?
Yeah. Kristen Ritter.
Kristen, not Catherine. There you go. Yeah. Kristen Ritter, spelled with a K, and she was also in another very famous production, and as soon as IMDb comes up, I'll tell you, but the guy who came up with Don't Trust Anybody Over 30, Jack Weinberg. I was wrong. My trust in you was placed fallaciously. Some guy named Jack Weinberg.
You know, if Don't Trust Anyone Over 30 is the thing, if that's still a thing, you know what? Oh my God, it's meta. This is meta. because we are referencing something that's so fucking old.
Yeah.
That anyone under 30 now won't even understand. And what I'm saying is, what I'm referencing is, don't trust anyone over 30. We're immediately, just by referencing that,
we're over
30. Anyone who's listening who's under 30 right now will be like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't trust you.
They don't, because we're too old. So it's fait accompli. And it's funny because Google itself, which is under 30, didn't get the reference on its first try.
I always thought it was fait accompli.
I don't know if I even use it right, but
I don't even know what it means, Jason. You're the genius. Tell me what.
I'm hardly. I could look it up. Look, what's her name? Kristen Ritter. She was also in Veronica Mars and Gilmore.
Oh, was she?
And Gilmore Girls. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know what? She's a good actress.
She is.
But I didn't get to see her in some of her stinky, pungent turds.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, a lot of good actors and actresses, you don't see them until after they've been like extras or like one or two line guests, or you know what I mean. They a lot of good actors have to go through this kind of slog of bullshit, like projects that aren't necessarily artistic, and they kind of get their chops together and they prove themselves as working actors, not that they're in good projects, and then suddenly you see them come forth with, you know, real work and real creative pieces. And maybe that's what happened with Kristen Ritter. She's also hot.
In 2001, she played model as and was not credited in a something called Someone Like You. Her next performance was in a movie, I guess, called Garmento, where she played poncho model. In Freshening Up, a TV short, she played Girl
so
on Couch.
So she started her acting career as a model. And that means the characters that she played were models.
Yes.
Holy shit. Again, I would like to repeat, she's hot.
She is, yeah. And in 2003, in a movie called The Look, she played Mara. So now she gets a name. However, Mona Lisa Smile, she went back to being just art history student. And finally, on Whoopi, the TV series, she played Bryn. And she had an appearance. Yeah.
The TV series.
Yes.
I'm sorry that I interrupted you, but
that's okay.
This really drives home my point. It's, how fucking good do you think that show is? Whoopi.
Whoopi.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about Whoopi Goldberg?
I think so. It's spelled Whoopi with an I.
Your Honor, Exhibit A.
Yeah. It's called Whoopi, and apparently it's a fictional TV show. It had lasted only one season, and it is based on the premise that a faded singer decides to reopen her hotel's lounge.
Starring Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, starring Whoopi Goldberg. But Kristen Ritter herself is 36, so she's older than 36, and we can't trust her. Something I wanted to point out about being 18 and looking at 40-year-olds like Kristen Ritter, for example. If I was 18 and she's 36, I don't know. I probably would still think she was hot. But do you remember
being... Well, that's where the cougar thing comes in. Not that 36 is old enough to be a cougar, but, like, come on. If I were 18... Oh, my God. Like, who gives a shit? That's, you know what I mean? But that's why the cougar thing exists, because an 18-year-old boy, and I'm going to say boy, because that's what it is. There's very few 18-year-old men, except maybe if they're in the military and they have had experience in combat or something. I think that automatically makes you a man. But otherwise, 18-year-olds are fucking kids. But a male... regardless of what your thought is of someone older, if there is a hot chick that is 42, just throw that on the floor and stomp on it. It means nothing. 18-year-old boys will have sex with a 42-year-old hot chick, let alone a 36-year-old super hot Kristen Ritter.
Well, yes, I agree with you in principle, but I think that if you go back to when you're 18 and say, I mean... I don't know, Joe. Maybe you've had sex with so many women, you can say that some of them were ultra hot and some of them were whatever. But I'm not here to tell you that a person's value is how good they look. But, I mean, realistically, if you had asked me at 18, can you imagine yourself being attracted to someone who's 40? I would have said no. But I can tell you, having been 40 now for 5 years, I find women in their 40s extremely attractive, even the quote-unquote normal, regular, mediocre ones. I mean, there's no accident, Joe, that when I go to partake in some me time, I'm looking at the MILF websites. And I never would have thought that it was going to happen when I was younger.
Well, as a Taco Bell manager, I just think that's healthy. It really is a sign of a healthy man to mm-hmm. to just feel more drawn. I mean, look, a sexy 22-year-old, physically, that's amazing. But, mm-hmm. you know, there are really, really good-looking, super sexy 40, 45-year-olds. And a healthy man in his 40s, they're just more drawn to the 40-year-olds.
Like, you know what I think it is?
There's something there. If you're not – I don't know. I'm treading on thin ice here. I'm going to shut the fuck up. Why don't you say something,
Jay? I'm happy to put my mouth in my foot. Wait, put my foot in my mouth? I'm willing to put one of my body parts into the other, whatever it may be. I think – okay,
put your mouth on a 42-year-old woman's boob.
I'm happy to do that.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I guess what I'm suggesting is that when I was 18, you know, the thought of having sex with a 45-year-old, she would have to be really, really hot, right? I mean, she would have to be. Otherwise, I wouldn't imagine it. It was never going to happen regardless. I mean, when I was 18, I was even dorkier than I am now. But here I am in my 40s, and, like, if I had to choose between equally hot, you know, 22-year-old and 40-year-old, I'm going to go for the 40, if only because I don't know what kind of conversation I'm going to have before, during, and after with someone in their 20s. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about, the yeah. healthy thing, because it's the experience of intimacy becomes beyond just some, like, physical contact and physical release, sexual physical release. It becomes, oh, what kind of connection am I making with this person? And you know what? You're more likely as a man in your 40s or even in your late 30s to make a connection with a woman who's a little bit older. Like my wife, who's like 31.
Right, but you're almost 40. So, I mean, what's it say about you that you – well, who am I to talk about? Allison is 7 years younger than I am, so – clearly, we're
both
hypocrites.
Well, I remember, you know, Ian's not going to be on the show today, I don't think. So I'm just going to kind of channel him. He said in an earlier podcast, because we were talking to him, we all have younger wives,
yeah.
me, you, and Ian. And he was saying, well, younger is kind of a relative, sometimes foolish term when it comes to men and women, because women mature emotionally before men do. That is, men kind of stay adolescent in a lot of ways, and women kind of get it together and become emotionally mature. So the fact that, you know, there's a bit of a gap there, like a, you know, an 7-8 year gap, which is where we're at, Ian made me feel really good about that. He's like, no, that just means we're equal when it comes to maturity. Now, so that means if I'm attracted to a woman my own age, I'm into older women.
Yeah.
Fucking boom.
You're into MILFs as well. You're also a MILF hunter. I mean, that's what it's coming down to. I think this bodes well, Joe, is what I'm getting at. It's right now picturing myself like finding a 75-year-old woman attractive. I can't do it, but I have faith that by the time I'm that age, I'll be like, no, that, check out the 72-year-old hottie. Yeah, I bet she's seen a few things. I mean, I bet she has. She's 72. She's probably seen a lot. So, I mean, I've got hope, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Well, I think also, as you get older, there is such a thing as sexual skill. And I wouldn't say that a man's sexual skill gets better. Hopefully it does. Maybe it does. But I think as you get older, you realize, you know, if a woman, I think, might take sex more seriously and the skill set that belies the sexual experience, they might take that a little more seriously. So you know what? A 75-year-old, you have a mind-blowing orgasm.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to say that.
I can already feel that you want to distance yourself from that statement, and I get it. I get that.
No,
it was gross.
No, no, it's not.
I was honestly, everybody, Ian, I was just saying that to put it into a montage, because that is a fucking really weird thing to say. But right in the middle of a fucking bizarre montage, I think it's going to work. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I asked Jamie Jenner, did you mark Jamie?
75-year-old women can still be sexy. And they know how to treat a man. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, because that's what it's all about, right? It's all about how well you treat your man.
It's all about the hokey pokey.
It's all about the hokey pokey, absolutely. We're 40. I'm 40. I'm 45, Joe. You're almost 40.
No, you said it right. You've been 40 for 5 years.
I've been 40 for 5 years.
Which means you have a lot of experience. How does it feel to be 40? Because I'm about to turn 40. Well, technically, I'm still 39. So.
When I was in my 20s, I was looking at my 30s thinking, you know, it's not so bad. I mean, it's kind of old, but whatever. And I didn't even think about 40s. But now I'm halfway through my 40s, and I'm looking at 50, and I'm like, you know, 50's okay, I guess. I could still run, you know, half marathons, and I could still play video games in my 50s. I won't be all done. I mean, I look at your dad and my dad, who are in their 60s, and they seem to be having a real good time. So,
God damn, are those gentlemen vibrant?
They're vibrant. That's exactly what they are. They're vibrant. They're effervescent. No, you're absolutely
effervescent.
Right. No, but they are. They're kicking
it
large.
And I even said that both of those dudes have been on the show, and I feel like if they had a show of their own, it would make our show look like our show, which is fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I absolutely agree, but they're too vibrant to do something like this. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to, right? The reason why we do a podcast is because we don't have any fucking better to do. Anyway, what's getting at? What was I going to
say? Change the subject quick, yeah. Man. That was bleak. Oh,
it was
God.
Bleak.
I'm turning 40 here.
I was going to make something about their vibrancy, and I can't remember what it was. But here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to make it bleaker. They have already outlived. I mean, they're both older than their father was when he passed away, right? If I recall correctly.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that also bodes well, I guess. I don't know.
They're both older than my other grandpa, not your grandpa, but the other one. They're both older than that guy, too. Like, our grandpas.
Oh, yeah.
Our grandpas died pretty early.
Yeah.
You're right. That is bleaker. Let me lighten it up. That, you know what? Remember when I was talking about Sesame Street?
Sesame Street, yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, I was trying to come up with dirty Muppet names for the, you know, for the Sesame Street characters. Well, you just came up with a good Muppet name, like the depressed Beaker.
What's the name?
Bleaker. Yeah.
Do you see? Okay, so I'm glad you brought this up because I forgot I wanted to do this. Do you think you can do a Bleaker voice? Because I can do there's a Sesame Street voice that I can do, and I'm willing to do it, and we can have a very inappropriate Sesame Street conversation.
Well, okay, to be clear, though, Beaker, he is a Muppet, and so is every character on Sesame Street. But so this is beyond Sesame Street, but this is it's the Muppets. So Beaker, what did Beaker do? He just
me.
Yeah, that's right. He said me. And he was basically he ended up being injured or
every episode,
possibly killed every single time he made an appearance, because the scientist, he was the assistant, right? And the scientist, I can't remember his name, was grossly irresponsible and ended up injuring Beaker every time, which makes sense. See, he's Bleaker. So maybe what he should say is stuff like this. Me. No!
Okay.
No!
Okay, you do that, and I'm going to do my voice. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to do this. I hope this works, okay? Okay, and for the record, I have to get into it. I can't just do the voice. I have to actually... full disclosure, this is a voice I do for my son, who's 2 years old, okay? So, here we go.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G. Hi, this is Belmo. Is Bleaker there?
Me. No!
Oh, no, Bleaker. What happened? Oh, Elmo's sorry that you got hurt. Did you stick your head up your ass again, Bleaker?
Me. No! Fucking no!
Oh, no. Bleaker, stop. You can't put your penis in the trees like that. Bleaker, you've got to use a condom. Elmo always uses condoms.
And scene.
No? All right. You know, I think the voices
sorry,
were there. We just needed to
what
actually...
what you were doing, but I knew that I was going to fucking... Come on, if all I've got is meep, and then screaming no, I'm going to ruin your whole bit.
Well, I didn't have a bit. I didn't
do it for your own good.
I appreciate it. We needed to write something. You know, actually, so I'm going to be doing.
I'm going to listen to that tomorrow and laugh my fucking ass off. I know it.
I am actually.
That's not to say that it's going to be funny for anyone.
No.
That was designed for anyone's sense of humor but mine. But I'm sure that I'm going to love it. So thank you, Jason.
You're welcome. We, you know, just because we see the guy on the skateboard land a trick doesn't mean he didn't crash 300 times beforehand. We're just. That's what stage we're in here. We're crashing. That's what we do. This voice, I think I'm going to do this voice on stage. I'm actually going to do some stand-up next February.
Dude, I really like that voice. You've done it before on the podcast.
No, I've never done it before. I started doing it a few days ago. My son was being a little shit, and so I started singing the ABCs to him in Elmo voice. And
That's right. You've never done the Elmo voice, but I want to just call your attention. There was something a little bit similar. It wasn't an Elmo voice, but you did a lot of scary voices in this ad, this Larco ad.
Yes, for Lucky Song Time or whatever it was.
It's funny. I was going to say Scary Song Dream Time.
Lucky Song Dream Time. Yeah.
Song Dream Time. Yeah. Something you did a lot of voices and. I felt like you were kind of pulling from the same skill set there, but that was fucking Elmo, and it was good.
Thank you. You always indulge me. I'm going to tell you the jokes I'm going to tell, and you can tell me if I should do them or if I should do different
jokes. Let's test them out. This is called working out, right?
We're going to work out right here.
Working the bit out.
Yeah, this is
because
it. So.
Nobody's listening to this. This is the perfect venue.
You're absolutely right. Okay, so the joke goes. Because my audience can be a bunch of business people and say, you know, we've got a guy at our company who's, you know, he's the hatchet man, right? You all know what this is. He's the dude whose job it is to fire people. And I guess he's got a lot of kids because he thinks that if he does a voice, it'll be better. And it's not, it's worse. So we'll be all sitting in a meeting and he'll come walking in. He'll be like, hello, everybody. It's me. Today's letter is P for pink slip. And the number 4, because there's 5 of us here, but soon there will only be 4. 5 minus 1 is 4. Isn't that right, Steve?
1. Anyway,
that's the joke.
Yeah, I was just doing a character called the cunt.
Oh my god. Joe, there is yet to be discovered tribes in the South American jungle who knew you were going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome.
Yeah,
this is what it's like to be 40.
It was just meant to be. I didn't write it. It appeared out of the ether.
It just came up.
But that's what I'm talking about. Muppets, man. Like, it just... It's ripe for the picking. It's low-hanging fruit. Remember my name for Snuffleupagus in Sesame Street?
What was it? No.
Stuff your butt with this.
That's right. Stuff your butt with this.
Hey, it sounds like Snuffleupagus.
It does. And everyone knows Big Bird, of course, is a big cock.
You don't need to change. Yeah, you don't need to change his name. He's just a big bird.
Big Bird.
And then, of course, there's Squirt and Spermy. It was Spermit the Frog.
Spermit the Frog. Have you ever heard that Sensimilla Street thing where it's Kermit and somebody else are just smoking marijuana and getting high and they're talking to each other? Have you heard this?
No.
I wonder if it would be even useful for me. Now, I'm not going to play it, but go listen to it. Audience, go listen to it. Just do a Google for Kermit the Frog and somebody else get high, and you'll get Sensimilla Street. It's hilarious. I remember laughing so hard I couldn't see. Like, literally was blind. It was so funny. And that's Muppets. Here's what I'm getting at, Joe. I'm going to change the subject. We're 40 now, and I think that's what being 40 is. It's like not giving a fuck, right? I honestly wish that I had this attitude when I was in my 20s. I wish I did not give a fuck like I do now. A willingness to do fucking Elmo voice on a goddamn podcast that no one listens to. Oh, man. Would you have done
that
this
is,
when you were in your 20s?
It's wild abandon, but like freedom, positive. Like the,
yeah.
I feel like I'm turning into a caveman. I just have like one word emotional expressions. Yes.
Yes.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Positivity.
encouragement. You're that guy from that movie with the blue face paint and, you know, with the Scottish people and they with the swords and he hates Jews. What's it? Braveheart. You're Braveheart. Freedom! Yeah, that guy killed Jesus. But yeah, that's what being 40 is all about. I mean, when you were in your 20s, Joe, and when this show was in its 20s, weren't you trying too hard? Weren't we trying too hard, do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I was trying too hard. You know what? It's some of the effort, I think, paid off, though.
Well, sure.
I mean, I did really try hard. I think mostly what it is when you're in your 20s, you think too much. I still have a bit of an issue with this, but sure. When I was in my 20s, I thought way too much about how other people might interpret what I was doing. I had a lot of effort and kind of initiative, and I was doing a lot of stuff in my 20s, especially kind of as a musician and as an artist, and that's cool. But I was also like hung up on criticisms or possible criticisms, and you know me, like I still think about that shit. But man, the it's just different now. Like I don't know. It doesn't fuck with me nearly as much. Maybe that's the cool thing about growing old is that what you said. It's just you don't quite give as much of a fuck.
Right.
About...
I mean, we still give some fucks. We just don't give the kind of fucks we used to give. I mean, if we go even further back, anytime I see somebody agonizing over high school shit, I just want to grab them and say, this is the least significant part of your life. When you are my age, you won't give a fuck. You'll so not give a fuck. And none of the people around you, I want to tell high school me this, none of the people around you who think they're better than you when you're 40 will be even as close to as happy, successful, and good looking as you are. And here's the thing that's really sad about my high school. That's fucking true. And I'm an ugly motherfucker. And yet I go back to Facebook and I look at some of these assholes and I'm like, wow. Wow. Tobin? Wow. That's his name. Tobin.
You called him out, whoever the fuck that guy is.
There he is.
Man, yeah. I was hoping it didn't come to this, but I took a pee before the show.
Yeah.
And like I'm sitting here dying. I'm enjoying the show.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking dying and I need to take a pee. And I wonder, the cool thing about being on a show with you is if I leave for a minute, you can just cultivate something entertaining on your own.
Yeah.
You used to, now for our listener, Jason used to do a podcast all by himself.
True. I did two whole episodes.
Yeah. And I heard him. I really liked him. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to do a podcast with you, Jason, because some of that stuff was really funny. In fact, at some point, there are clips from that show that you put on by yourself that I thought were fucking hilarious. And I want to play those clips for Ian on the show or whoever's listening, our listener for that evening. Really good stuff. And that did distract me from the fact that I have to piss right now, but I do have to piss. And can you just go?
I can. Yeah.
Go. You go while I go, you and go, I'll be right back.
You go while you go, and I'll stay here. I'll tell everyone a story. And the great thing about this story is that Joe will only hear it when he listens to the podcast tomorrow. And the story.
That's my favorite.
Oh, you're still listening. I thought he was already gone.
No, so, I'm leaving.
Okay, good. So the story begins, like most stories do, in 1976. Now, in 1976, of course, the president of the United States was a man. And his name, as everyone knows, was really hard to pronounce. And a lot of people, they look back at 1976 and they think, okay, his name, I'm trying to remember it. Okay, I've got it. Oh, but I just can't say it out loud. And that's usually the difficulties with going back into the past is the inability to say things. For example, if you read Shakespeare, everyone knows that Shakespeare wrote in this sort of foreign language with a lot of these and thous. And even though if you go back and look at his opus, which is a fancy word for works, he doesn't actually use the word these and thous very much. The memory of Shakespeare from people who have read him and don't read him anymore is that he did, in fact, use all of those words. So it's like it's a foreign language that only English people speak. And it's not unlike this story that I'm telling you, which started in 1970 something. I can't even remember. I mean, see, this is the thing about history and memory, is that this story has already gone so long. I can't remember how it started. Something about the 70s. But anyway, I was 18 years old. I mean, I was eight. I was like three. And I was standing at the corner of – are you back, Joe? No? Okay. So I was standing
– I'm sorry to interrupt. Continue.
You're back?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I had no idea where this was going. I was just making stuff up. It's like I usually do. But the good news is
I like that, and that'll be fun for me tomorrow, like you had mentioned. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be great. And Jamie Jenner, in her wisdom, stopped the background guitar music while I was telling that story. So good on her. Yeah. Let's see. Jamie Jenner just held up a little. She's got a whiteboard, and she holds up the time we're at, and she just held it up, and we're at the 35-minute mark. Now, Joe, okay. if I recall from our pre-show, you do not have an argument for cancellation or an ad for us today. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've got nothing.
Okay.
And how about you?
That's totally fine. I do have an ad. Larco sent one over. They said that they're very happy that we hit 40 episodes, and they wanted to feature a product that is in line with being 40. So I can read it now if you're ready.
I'm excited to hear it. And yeah. I think this – for people that are fans of Jason and who have heard enough of my shit, this is going to be a good portion of the show, because Jason just got done telling a story. I don't know what the hell it was, and I can't wait to hear it. But we're going to move right into – here, I'll shut the fuck up. I was just talking
wait,
about
– Wait, no, you make a good point. I think you should talk for a minute, because we don't want to have me constantly. Why don't you tell a story?
I was thinking it was a good idea. But
okay.
But,
well, you know, you're smarter than I am. All right, I'll go. I'll just do it. I'll just read it, okay?
Okay.
Trying to figure out where the copy is. Jamie Jenner, can you kill the... All right, thanks. She killed the background music. This is... I should have practiced this. All right, here we go. Hot summer days, getting paid to play like a gangster ace, shooting angsty blinks at every poser's face when they traipse on by your porch at high noon, like a wolf in the moon, shining fatter than that ass to get angry and lapping at the blood of any blood who tug on your cape. And Superman don't need to spit, but you get thirsty with it, and that shorty with the 40 needs a place to park for so her dogs don't bark, and your lap is as good as any Davenport if you're the sort to ease the seat back and let that honey relax. Take a swiggity swug from that 1 liter jug, but oh snap, throw that Adam's Folly back, because the suds in your bottle about to throttle your own from sitting too warm in the box by your throne. But hold up, don't trip, y'all fitting to get back to your sip, and a cool one colder than Mrs. Robinson's older, and if that shorty's own hose don't run, you can have her fetch you another one, son. But this time your rascal will be wrapped up like a goodie, cause she shoved that slicked up bottle into, you know it, a 40 hoodie. Ain't no mere cozy, though. I suppose them Larco G.I. Joes know an enemy soldier's the way your beer starts to smolder off the ice. And say you made a run to the border, so who's going to quaff warm brew when that taco or two you're shoving down your ever-loving throat's no joke? And a squirt in the eye from nacho cheese surprise reminds you life's brief like a candle, and it's a scandal in your short time to settle for a bottle that ain't coated in rhyme. So go online and order the only hoodie for a 40, not unlike when you lurk at the 7-Eleven about to give your salty squeeze a taste of heaven, but you need some of that rap and the double XL magnums like a strap, and you ain't there to scare no trap behind the register. You don't want to offend her, so you commence to slip in that fat stack of prophylactics into your pocket and dance like Prince plugged into a 220 socket, jigger like Mick Jagger high on fermented quince, and sashay yo shit back out the entrance. Your girlie's there with a comb in her hair for that curly place you about to stick your face, but not before you throw back an icy river of Colt 45 fitting to make you shiver, and now you're alive, because the only thing better than making that Irish setter wetter than Nell Carter in July wearing an Argyle sweater is that refreshing reason for a flip-flopping season to swallow a cold one still freezing. And when she told her mama that she had to put her pelvis up on a shelf for a minute to save it from that relentless jackhammering of manhood slamming so sweet, she saw the angels crying and her mama shook with a sigh and surmised she wanted to die herself a little and asked her child, could he? All you gotta do is readjust your dangles to hide that lethal woody and smile wide, cause the other fat one in your other fat hand is a fistful of, you know it, a 40 hoodie. That's the response I was looking for.
That was fucking marvelous.
Yeah, the Larco guys really turned it up a notch, I think.
I said a couple of episodes ago when Shags was on, she was completely impressed too. I think that the Larco guys are just ratcheting up the quality.
You think?
And I got to hand it to you, though. You're reading the copy. I know you don't write. You're not capable of writing. Again, I always thought you had potential, but come on, dude.
Yeah.
Like at this point, the Larco guys are just raising the bar to where you should just. They should be your writers. They are already, but I'm just saying, if you're thinking about writing shit, because I know you're a novelist and stuff, like maybe you should consult with the Larco guys and like kind of get, I don't know, humble yourself to their skill.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate what you're saying, and I'll pass that along to them. They're a little bit self-indulgent, I think. They just get in there and do it. I guess that's a good thing. I am writing, Joe. This is November. November is, you know, NaNoWriMo. Have I told you about NaNoWriMo?
I thought that was your hip-hop name.
I wish. If it weren't so famous as a name, I would use it as my hip-hop name.
No, what is NaNoWriMo?
NaNoWriMo stands for National Novel Writing Month. And it's this thing where... I'm going to belch really loud here in a second. Sorry. I've had a lot of beer.
Do it full on into the goddamn microphone.
It already
please.
Seeped out. It's... Yeah, sorry. It was a premature belchulation. Put that in a freaking montage. Premature e-belchulation.
Done and done.
Okay. Jamie Jenner, mark minute 41, 30 seconds. That's where I said premature e-belchuation. What was I talking about? NaNoWriMo. So what you do is you dedicate yourself to writing 1,667 words a day, each day in November, so that by November 30th, you have a 50,000-word novel. Now, your novel, Joe, was 80,000 words, which is a more appropriate novel length. So 50 is kind of a short novel, but you're only working on it for 30 days, so, you know, it's fine.
But it's not considered a novella, am I correct? 50,000 is a novel.
Yeah, it's the bare minimum, yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. The challenge is just that.
Yeah.
Write a novel.
Yeah, in 30 days.
You know, you break it down in how many days? 30 days?
30 days in November, yep. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I am doing that, and you're right, I should consult with the Larco guys because
they just have this, I don't know, the way that the words flow out, and you know what, I don't have the words. I'm not a Larco writer. I can't do it.
It's kind of like
the people that write the ads that I read there, it's a little bit I think they just make sure that the word fuck shows up three times and then they're cool.
Hey, no, there's an artistry to that, though, and I'm not just blowing smoke up their ass or sunshine down their throat or whatever the phrase is. I mean, you obscenitize songs, Joe, and I have to tell you, those are...
Yeah, that is me. Now, I write that shit.
Well, I'm trying to draw an equivalent, and if that's an insult to you, I apologize, but I feel like the ads that they send to you are possessed of some of that same, you know, anybody can throw fucks around. It's, you know, it's the people who know when to say fuck. I honestly don't think that I even know fucking when to fuck, say can fuck, fucking fuck, say it, the fuck. I don't know if I can do it, so.
You know, it's been a while.
Don't sell yourself short.
It's been a while since we've had a fucktage, and can you give me the minute mark when you just said that, please?
It was like 40. Jamie says it was Jamie Jenner, sorry, just... Put the razor down.
Can Jamie just take notes and then like share them with me later?
She said,
cool to have staff, right?
Like, yeah,
now
it
we've
is.
Got we've got staff. We had one staff member. Now we have two. So there I feel like two. We have a staff.
Yeah, we have a staff. Yeah, she indicated that it was about minute 43 or so. So there you go. Ish. There.
And tell her to timestamp this. Fuck. Fuck. Fuckity. Fuck. Fucking. Fuckity. Fuck. 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 Fuck.
That was 44 and 15, and it was great, Joe, but you do the montages. You could probably just, anytime you wanted to, record that yourself, right? I mean...
Yeah, I know, but I want to pull from the actual podcast.
Fair enough, yeah. You're spiritually consistent is what you are. You don't fake it.
Spiritually consistent. Thanks, man.
That's what you are. I'm not fucking around with you. I'm not lying. It's truth. You're genuine is what I'm getting at. You're not selling
out.
Yeah,
the fact that this whole podcast is a lie kind of maybe that detracts from your point. But
nah.
You know what? Actually, let me correct that. Here's another little meta moment.
Sure.
Yes, this podcast is a lie. That is, it's an alternate universe. But much of it is based on reality. Many of the stories, and we won't indicate which ones, but many of the stories come directly from our lives.
Yes.
This podcast is based on a true story. And what I've decided is this podcast is our attempt to make our own rather drab, monotonous lives seem more, what did you call our dads? Effervescent?
Effervescent, yes. So
more vibrant? Okay.
Vibrant.
Anyway, you know what? I've never brought that up before, but I really believe that. Which the universe that we've created here, it's our attempt to really kind of present our stories in a way that we can embellish, we can totally be full of shit, we can make up things completely that didn't happen, and it doesn't matter. There's no standards, which is why argument for cancellation. Can you give me the outro? No. I'm just kidding. Anyway, do you see what I'm saying, though?
I do. I do. I know exactly what you're saying. And one of the things I love about our podcast is it is ripe for imaginationering, using our imaginationals. And as soon as
I almost said the word that is copyrighted, and then I held back.
What word? I don't know. What's the word?
Well, I was just talking. Imagineering is not a word that I would use without giving credit to the Disney Corporation.
Yeah, you're kind of a fan of them, so the credit where credit's due. No, what I was getting at is that as soon as you said the phrase based on a true story, one, I wrote it down because that's going to be the title of today's episode, and two, I would love it if there was a drinking game that went with JBC, and the drinking game is as soon as Joe says something that you think is going to be the title of the show, you have to take a drink. And then if you're right, you get to puke on everyone else who's playing the game. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it would. Actually, and let me just throw this out. Based on a true story, that's good. That kind of rhymes with based on a true 40.
Oh, you're right. I'm going to change it. So if you already puked on people, redo puke, because I'm changing it to based on a true 40, because that is genius. See, Joe, this is why I do a podcast with you, because in as much as I'm able to come up with anything, you put the final polish and shine. I mean, you're like a
39-year-old failure.
You know what you are? You know how, like, you're going for it, right? You are on top and she is on bottom, and it is just bam, 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 bam. And then you get to what I like to refer to as the cum stroke. You're the cum stroke, Joe. You're the cum stroke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'd like to officially apologize for the – it just – look, it was the first thing that came to my head. I called you a gay man. Then I said his head's up his ass, so far up his ass that he could taste the spooge in his stomach. Wow, that was fucking – that was almost – it wasn't mean. It's not mean to the gay community. It was mean to you. Like, what the fuck? So Jason sticks his head up his own ass and I don't know. There was a lot of things wrong with that, and I'd like to make an official apology.
What, to me? Why – I don't.
No, to the entire world.
Oh, I see. I think that if we lived in a world where one could, you know, you said we are creating this world, so in this world we've created, one can stick one's head up one's own ass and taste one's, I'm assuming, own spooge in one's own stomach.
Oh my God, that was. I took that part out because I thought that was. I thought that was too much.
Not at all.
As if sticking your head up your own ass and tasting the spooge in your stomach, I was like, that's good. If I say it's his own spooge, clearly I've gone too far. Like, I want to keep this tasteful.
Hey-o. No, seriously, and I'm not even joking right now, though it sounds like it. If I'm going to stick my head up my own ass and taste spooge, it better be mine. It better be my spooge.
Jason, this is why we are simpatico. Because I was sitting there grappling as you were, by the way, listener, we were having serious technical difficulties. Yes. We couldn't get the show going. It took us like a half hour to get the show going at all today. Yes.
Thanks, Jamie.
And as, yeah, thanks a lot, Jamie. Well, anyway, Jamie. Look, we love Jamie.
Jamie Jenner.
Look, I was sitting there the whole time grappling with, I was like, I kind of want to do this intro about, you know, Jason's head up his ass. And I was like, oh, don't have it be his own spooge. And of course, for me to go there, I would have first had to think that the spooge was yours. And I was thinking of going even further where it's like, well, if that's his own spooge, like all he's doing, this is all just a new circulatory system. He's like, his head's up his ass. He's already came in his own mouth. Now he's slurping up the spooge from his own stomach. It's so obscene and so fucked up that I decided not to talk about it. But guess what? I just did.
Yeah. No, but seriously, if we lived in a world where I could stick my head up my own ass, then ostensibly I'd be flexible enough to, you know, give myself a blowjob. And I would. I mean, come on. And furthermore, if we live in a world where I could stick my head up my own ass, I would probably go ahead and do it. I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, who wouldn't? If you could stick your own head up your own ass, wouldn't you? I mean, maybe clean it out first, but...
Actually, Jason, I was trying to be realistic. That's why I said, Jason is a gay man. Because look, the only person that's going to have a chance of fitting a head up his own ass is someone whose ass has been stretched a bit.
I
was trying
know.
To make it realistic, like, you know, like Christopher Nolan tries to make Batman realistic.
But yeah, but I mean, if you're relaxed, right? I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's my head, it's my ass. I'm relaxed. I don't have to worry about the head going up my ass suddenly, like jerking around or, you know, surprising me with like doing a motorboat kind of thing. I mean, I know what's happening.
Yeah,
I'm relaxed.
You know how your ass feels. You know how your head feels.
Yeah,
you know how your spooge tastes. Because you can suck your own cock in this alternate
exactly.
in this alternate dimension,
yeah,
where you are flexible enough to suck your own dick, ladies and gentlemen. Let's change the subject.
No, let's not. Because here's what's really awesome about this is that it's like first there's the spooge in the mouth, which goes in the stomach. That's once eaten spooge, but just like a twice baked potato or free fried beans, once you stick your head up your ass to go to get spooge. Number two, it's just you're like you said it goes in and it goes back out and it goes in and goes back out and like you go from one to infinity spooge, you know what I'm saying? It's like that's
well,
just
eventually you'll die if that's all you're eating is your own spooge out of your own stomach after you've stuck your head up your own ass. You don't get any external nutrition. You're just eating your own spooge. Eventually, you just die with your head up your own ass and your dick in your mouth. Now, think about that.
Wow. So, head up the ass, dick in the mouth, spooge in the throat.
Okay. I'm sorry that I laughed behind that. Here, say that one more time because this is going on a montage.
Okay.
Say that again.
Head up your ass, dick in your mouth, spooge in your throat. And what you're going to die of is malnutrition. That's what's the problem here. Malfucking nutrition.
Jamie Jenner, can you give me a timestamp on that?
That was about.
Can you get?
She's holding up a. She's saying it's about minute 53 and 30 seconds.
Son of a bitch. That is fucking great. And you know what? I think me more than you, I'm just fascinated with. Now, obscene humor is obscene humor, and that could be. It can be too easy.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do think evaluating my own attempts at humor. I think I do take the easy route and just go obscene because it's easy to be funny when you're obscene sometimes. But sometimes obscenity can go to a bizarre level where there are certain people that will listen to it and be like, oh my God, that's bizarre obscenity and I really like that. And then other people will be like, fuck you. Like, fuck you for even going there. Like, what is wrong with you? And by the way, those are both perspectives that I have.
At the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. Absolutely. In response to my own statements.
Well,
so I'm a very conflicted person. And as I get older, let me tie this back in to being almost 40. Okay. This makes a lot of sense with what you said earlier, which is like you give less and less of a fuck, really.
Yeah.
And this podcast gives me this just blank canvas. And it's almost like dangerous because I can just do and say whatever the hell I want on here. And I am, I think, way more than you are. Like, I'm a little reticent sometimes, and I'm apologetic.
Well, I'm older.
I apologize to you. I apologize to myself. I apologize to the world. You know what? Fuck that. This is our podcast, and if I get really creative with obscenity, that makes obscenity valid.
And that's what I was saying about the ads that they give you, Joe. That's what I was getting at. That's what I'm saying. Good. You just corroborated what I was saying, and I'm making some seriously convincing hand gestures right now, which no one will ever see. By the way,
did you hear that? I just poured myself another drink.
That was some really good folio. What's it?
Foley.
Foley. Thank you. Folio. It's back to the Shakespeare. Oh, you haven't heard that part yet. Anyway,
I envision you, like, you know, Halloween just passed, but I envision you in a Fabio costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like on the cover of a romance novel, painted on the cover of a romance novel.
Yeah.
But there's a fart noise, and your character is called Folio, not Fabio. it's you opening a beer.
I doubt that is
the worst joke, Jason.
No, it's not. That's funny about what you said.
I'm stretching out.
On a radio show several years ago, somebody played this sound clip of Fabio, because he was famous at that point, talking about being romantic, but the whole time he was farting. It was so funny. I'll never be
able
to find it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it was hilarious. He's like, "Baby, when I hold you in my when I hold you in my arms, I will kiss your like. Oh, I'm so sorry. I had garlic. And he just went on and on, and I just laughed so hard. I doubt I'll be able to ever find it.
It's been a while since my mind has been blown on the podcast. It used to happen a lot at the beginning because I didn't realize. Like, you would blow my mind all the time. I wanted to make a montage of my mind being blown because it happened all the time. First, like, 8 episodes, I'd be like, oh my God. Fucking, what a breakthrough. Jesus Christ. Well, check this out. This is just layer upon layer of fucking weird shit. I was preparing a montage because I couldn't. All right, let me see if I can fucking break this down, Jason.
Okay, you got
2 minutes.
I was
trying to – you know my thing about Looney Tunes and cartoon characters and shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to prepare a montage, again, not of my own work, but just to remind people, remind our listener, Ian, of Pepe Le Pew, who is a skunk, stinky-ass, sexual assault enthusiast.
Yes.
He really is. And yeah. I wanted to say that, what I just said now, and then have you present a montage of Pepe Le Pew. And now think about how lazy that is. It's like, well, yeah. Oh, so, Joe, you contend that Looney Tunes is funny? Yes, Looney Tunes is funny. How fucking lazy is that? At the same time, I'm a little conflicted because what I wanted to do was put forth the idea that didn't you understand that Pepe Le Pew is almost like a fucking rapist and he smells like a fart?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what you just said was Fabio trying to seduce a woman and farting, which is the most Pepe Le Pew shit I've ever heard in my whole life. You understand?
Yeah.
And that's independently you came up with this and again, meta, inverse meta. Holy shit. That's not your work either. That's you observing something that happened with Fabio as he farted and didn't realize that he was turning into Pepe Le Pew. But you brought it to the show. I didn't bring my Pepe Le Pew shit to the show.
But you're going
and
to.
Actually, it goes even deeper than that. Like, the reason why we even got here, you know, this is like a challenge for the listener, or maybe for you, Jason. Like, there was something even more hardcore before that that has to do with our podcast, but I can't grasp it. This has become too complex for me.
It's because you...
The serendipity...
You want me to, I can explain
the
it.
The farts and the rapists and and again, I'm just trying to make a montage right now. Anyway, Jason, continue.
I was just going
to
say...
What you have to say about this? Thoughts?
You poured something into the glass. Instead of saying Foley, I said Folio. And you, yes. From Folio went to Fabio. We had been farting. And so it just...
Okay.
Just all goes together. So, Jamie Jenner is indicating that we're over an hour now, so I guess we should end this thing. We didn't even get to talk about the things I wanted to talk about.
Actually, the only prep that I had, I guess we don't have time for. So, do you know what we did?
What do we do?
You know what? I just realized we are on a banter show, right?
Yes,
we've brought that up before. Is that what we're doing?
We're bantering.
We're on a fucking banter show, Jason.
I guess so. I didn't know it was a thing, but if it's a thing, that's what we do. We banter. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to try not to stretch this out too far, but the first time anybody that listens to the show, oh my God, this is a snake eating its own tail.
It's
Ian.
I'm sorry. Ian. A snake eating its own tail. You mean his head is up the snake's ass and he's snake eating his own snake spooge? Is that what you're saying?
Thank you, Jason.
Thank Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just don't. At this point, this show has become fuck celebrating or bemoaning the number 40 or the fact that you have been 40 for 5 years, or I'm about to be 40, this show has become something else completely. And it's something I don't understand. And the only way I will understand it is to, one, listen to all of our previous episodes again, taking notes, taking furious notes, and then listen to this episode and try to understand what we have done. Like, what have we done? Because there's too many layers of weird shit from other podcasts and from just our aesthetic of meta and obscenity, and I don't even know where to begin.
And
fuck the theme of this being 40. This has gone way in a different direction, which is very poor grammar.
I think that in as much as one leads one's life with certain expectations, when you get to 40, you are definitely in a different place than you thought you would be, right? And therefore, this episode is very apropos. And I am simpatico with the fait accompli that you've come up with, Joe. Fuck me. I have got to stop this shit.
I just can't get enough. I don't even want you to end the episode, but I know that you're going to...
I gotta write the show notes. I can't write the show notes until the show's over. This is Just Be Cousins.
I'm gonna die soon!